We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
So Sam Stevie, our producer, is going to chat with us here for a bit. So yesterday we started the show with Brady Goodman telling the story about what happened on his way to work with a driver who swerved over, was texting, and swerved over and almost hit him, and he hit his horn. Mm-hmm. Last night, I'm on Twitter, and Sam is telling the story of what happened to him last night while just out living his life. First of all, are you okay?
I am doing well. Yeah, I feel blessed that I only have a scrape on my hand and a scrape on my hip.
Okay, so for people that weren't on Twitter, explain what happened yesterday.
So I ride a little Kawasaki Ninja 250.
What is that?
It's a little motorcycle. It's like the smallest sport bike you can buy. So it's fast, but not too fast. Gets good gas mileage, all that good stuff.
And do you ride it quite a bit?
See you leave a lot, man. Because where he parks on the other side of the building, that's where our studio is. And so a lot of times I'll see motorcycles catch my eye. Moose, when he leaves, when he's done, because Moose rides almost barring any horrible weather.
Okay.
And a lot of times I'll see Sam kind of whip around the corner as well, and I'm like, there goes Sam. Bye,
yeah,
buddy.
So if there's not thunderstorms and it's not, you know, sub 30 degrees, I'll be on it.
Okay.
And
have you been riding for a while?
I've had it for 2 years now.
Okay.
So August was my 2 year bike-iversary.
Okay. I ask because it's important for the story, the fact that he is not new to the bike.
So I'm very familiar with, you know, leaning and how to throw your body and things like that in the times of distress. Anyway, so I was driving down Shawnee Mission Parkway, cruising home, and I was in the left lane, and it was, you know, traffic, about 6:30, quite a bit of traffic. And this lady in a little car in the right lane, about 55th Street, decided that she wanted to turn left at 55th Street.
My favorite drivers.
Yeah, right?
Okay.
Make a left turn from the right lane, folks. Who cares about everybody else?
Yeah.
So for people who aren't familiar with that part of town, explain the geography a bit.
So it's right, it's kind of right on the line between Mission and Fairway.
Okay.
So there's an Einstein Bros right there. There's a Stroud's Chicken right there. The Stroud's Chicken number 2 is right there.
It's good stuff, man.
Oh, I love Stroud's. Yeah. And yeah, so there's also construction right there on Shawnee Mission Parkway. So that's where the cones kind of start.
Okay.
And so it's already kind of shifty getting, you know, moving over one whole lane, both lanes of traffic. And then to throw I need to turn left here right on top of that. She changed lanes really, really quick. And motorcycles stop super fast, especially small ones like that. So my first reaction was to slam on the brakes. And I immediately put my thumb on the horn, too. I don't know how, you know, in this split second, I instinctually thought this. Looked over, saw the young blonde chick driving this tiny red car. As I was looking at her thinking, what in the heck are you doing? I felt her car hit my leg.
Oh, man.
I started to go to the left, kicked off the ground. The momentum of me kicking and braking all at the same time kind of sent me over the front of my bike. I ripped my windshield off with my hip and landed face first. Thankfully, I had a helmet on. Skid like 5 or 6 feet before I put my hands down and then kind of stood up and ran out of it. And she drove away.
Really?
Yeah.
Did she even slow down?
Did you?
She slowed down enough. Well, so she was trying to turn left. So obviously she knew what happened because she didn't turn left.
Yeah.
And she slowed down enough to the point where after skidding on the ground, I looked up and saw her still there. I didn't catch a license plate number or anything, but she decided to go on her merry way.
And there was you never tracked her down then.
No. I was more shook up about the fact that I, you know, just had my face sliding on the ground.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. Yeah. Obviously.
Thankfully for full face helmets.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can you describe your injuries?
So I just have a pretty deep cut on my left hand because that was kind of the first thing that went down after my face hit. I had thought that it was road rash on my right hip. But upon inspecting my bike more and thinking about the way that the crash happened, I definitely went over the front of my bike, and I'm the one that ripped my windshield off with my hip. So that's kind of
bike
raw.
Totaled?
No, actually.
Really?
The only issue that I have is the fact that I ripped the windshield
off. Of course,
and the shifter peg is bent at about a 90-degree angle from where it should be. So I rode it the rest of the way home.
Okay.
I got up, and I had to let it unflood because since the bike was on its side, the carbs were flooded.
Yeah.
And so I had to, you know, walk around a little bit and shake it off.
Anybody stop and check on you, anything like that?
Yeah, that was my next question.
We were in rush hour traffic, and so
there's got to be some people that saw it or saw this lady drive off.
Everybody stopped.
Okay.
So I got up and, you know, looked around, wiped my hands off, looked at the 30 cars that were stopped behind me. Picked the bike up, looked at the bike, and as I was looking at the bike, everybody kind of started driving away.
That's amazing to me that nobody stopped. If I had, that has happened to me before, where I was on the interstate once, and a car, it was actually, I found out later, was the governor's son of the state I lived of, in Illinois at the time, and the car in front of me ran off the road and flipped several times, and I was like, whoa, like, you, somebody should stop and make sure. So what if you're walking around, like, hey, do you need... does your bike work? Like, can I help call you?
Yeah. So I stood up and I got back on the bike and I tried to start it. And I quickly found out that it wasn't going to start because it was flooded. And people were driving by me at 40 miles an hour as if I wasn't standing in the middle of the road, not on my motorcycle.
Hey, but we care in Kansas City.
Yeah.
We care.
So I had to flag the traffic down so that they would stop so that I could get across the lane and then over off to the side street where I parked my bike.
So if anybody, I would love to try and pull together some sort of reward. Like if anybody knows who this woman was, dime her out.
If you're a blonde chick and you have a little red car and you're listening right now.
And what time was this?
Thank you. 6:30.
6:30 last night, Shawnee Mission Parkway and
55th
Street.
There you go.
The reason we say it in part is because people's driving habits, particularly for the time they go to work and the time they come home for work, are very consistent usually. Usually you leave for work at the same time, you come home at the same time. Which is exactly what you were doing. So if anybody, like if you're in that area, particularly around, let's say 6:30 tonight, I don't know what you're going to do if you spot what you think may be the car.
Just yell at them from your window.
Perhaps jot down the license plate. I mean, I don't know how we're going to prove that it's her, but I don't know. Maybe we'll gather some evidence.
Somebody pointed out a good idea, Sam, in the future for you. Get a motorcycle dash cam, two cameras, Amazon.
So you know? I will be putting a GoPro on my helmet.
Smart.
Before I ever get on my bike again.
Good man. You know, that's pretty common in, I think, Russia, that everybody has a dashboard cam in order to cars, motorcycles, just to so you can keep people accountable.
Yeah.
Because it's not uncommon for people to hit and run. I mean, well, sad as it is.
That blows my mind.
Are you kidding me?
It shouldn't.
No, we are incredibly selfish and self-centered, and afraid.
She was afraid.
But as much as we pretend that we really love our neighbor, we don't. All we want to do is get home and watch Paradise Hotel on Fox. Sorry, I watched it last night. It was a horrible show, but I couldn't pull away from it. But yeah, I mean, you know what I mean? Like, all we want to do is do our own thing.
Because it takes two minutes, and
everyone else be damned.
I can't imagine. So my other vehicle is a big truck, and so I can't imagine had I been in my truck and watched this happen.
Mm-hmm.
I think my first instinct would have either been to stop and make sure he's okay,
right?
But then my second instinct, actually, no, honestly, my first instinct might have been to follow the lady who drove away. Say you need to go back.
Yeah, right. I might have done that too.
A lot of texts are coming through. Have you filed a police report yet?
I have not.
Okay, no. You probably should do that because you might get lucky and someone has video somewhere. I mean, you're right around Stroud's. You're right around Einstein Bagel.
That's true.
It used to be like a municipality work building right there.
I think it's a dentist office now.
There might be a camera out front there. I mean, there's.
So here's the deal. We're now in that season where it's warm consistently now. My pool, I think, is open at my complex. People on bicycles are out. People on motorcycles are out. And so I feel like we need to give the PSA. We shouldn't have to give it, but that PSA about, like, don't be a jerk driver speech. But if anybody else has got stories, and some of you are texting them in on the text line, 576-7798 or 22980, and I'll take them from people on bicycles, too. Stuff like this.
Hold on. Let me tell you something. It has been proven. There has been numerous reports that people in cars, and I poked fun at Scott Parks about this. People in cars are more aggressive to people on bicycles. I don't ride a motorcycle anymore. Mm-hmm. I did for a couple few seasons. I'm just a bicycle guy. I don't do it all the time. I know today is bike to work day, and I failed in that department.
I forgot about that. Yeah.
But I have been on a bike. I've watched, and I know you're supposed to ride along with traffic. I just don't do it because I don't trust people behind me.
Yeah,
I have
been. You want to be able to see what's coming out.
I have been going down Baltimore in downtown, there's just two lanes, right? Because it's like right by, I think, 11th Street or whatever. In the oncoming lane, really close to the curb, because I don't trust people in cars. And I've watched a dude coming at me, and I'm like, that guy's going to hit me. And I popped up on the sidewalk, and sure enough, he curb checks, and he's on his phone. He's like, oh, sorry. And people, like I get it. You get frustrated because the people aren't in the bicycle lane.
They're slowing you down.
The roads are not exclusive to automobiles. It's just not the way it is. And I get it. Yeah. Like, but I need to get somewhere. That's great. We all got to get somewhere. Some of us want to get somewhere in one piece. Some of us want to get somewhere to go home to our kids. And I get it. Like, you got a big truck or a little car or whatever you got, man. Like, just share the road. It's not that hard. It's really not that hard.
And so we'll talk about New York City is going to start doing something with school buses as an effort to catch more people that are doing things like this. I hate to think that, you know, the more cameras we have out there, the better, because then we can catch more of this stuff. But yeah. I'm starting to think that. Like, does anybody else drive with a GoPro on their motorcycle or a dash cam in their car for that reason, because of the people that are texting and driving as proof? I'd love to hear from anybody that's got a camera on whatever they use as transportation. But what other stories you got? Like Sam, thankfully, I mean, he was shaken, and I mean, he's, you know, we saw the injuries this morning.
Yeah.
And he's here. And so thank you.
Yeah, so the first thing that happened was I tried to call somebody just so, you know, I could talk myself off the ledge of anger.
Of course.
And nobody was answering their phone.
Oh, jeez.
Because everybody was driving, and right. The people that you talk to are responsible, and they're not going to answer their phone while they're driving.
And so I called Rebecca, who was here doing the news and on the Jonathan Weir show, and I got a text from Jason Katz that said, hey, man, you need me to come in and work for you tomorrow? And I said, you know, honestly, I'm fine. Like, I'll be there.
At least we have nice people around here.
Right.
Thank you to Katz for being willing to come in. So he's doing okay, but I mean, it sounds traumatic, and it would have been, I think, for anybody. I cannot believe nobody stopped. All right. I want to get to some calls here. People have been waiting on the line. We were talking before the break. Our producer, Sam, who rides a smaller motorcycle, was out yesterday and was sideswiped by a woman not paying attention right here between right off Shawnee Mission Parkway, between Mission and Fairway. And just by a woman in a little red car, not paying attention, wanted to turn left. Sam was in the way, wasn't looking. You had to get out of the way. You are luckily okay. Thank goodness. I think
I'm really happy that I pulled the brake as hard as I did.
Yeah.
Quick thinking on your part. That's why I asked, have you ridden a bike quite a bit? Because I think you did some things that somebody who's not as familiar on a bike would not know to do.
I meant to ask you, did you take like the rider's course to learn how to ride, or have you been around motorcycles growing up as a kid?
So yeah, growing up, I was never really around motorcycles, but my neighbor had dirt bikes.
Okay.
And I also used to go to the family farm in Linden, Kansas all the time and ride dirt bikes.
Okay. So
you
have a
pretty good knowledge of, you know, leaning,
right,
not throwing yourself over the handlebars type stuff.
Okay.
So it's amazing to me, number one, that I guess I'm not completely shocked that she didn't stop, but that nobody else stopped. And so it got us talking about, and feel free if you want to call or text, and we'll get to your calls. Motorcycles, bicyclists, what are your experiences with that? Have you ever been through something like what Sam went through? And I know it's a debate, and we're getting other texts about bicyclists. It seems to be a big point of contention in a city that is largely a driving city, about whether bicyclists really follow the rules that they're supposed to. And I think a lot of people think they just act like they don't have to do anything. They don't stop at stop signs. They don't go where they're supposed to. There's a big fight here about that. Let's get a couple of calls on before we go to news. Matt's on the line in Overland Park. Happy Friday, Matt. Hello, Matt. Hi, Matt.
Going once, okay. Matt. Going twice.
Feel free to give us a call back.
Kicked off a mirror.
You were on the air. You had been on hold for a little while there. All right, Melissa's next up in Shawnee. Hey, Melissa.
Hi.
Hi.
Okay, so I completely understand that sometimes we don't pay attention enough to the motorcycles or the bicyclists on the road, but I'm on the other end of it. I have been in so many situations where motorcycles just don't care about anybody around them, and I think that we both kind of need to have respect for each other. It blows my mind sometimes how motorcycles just do wheelies or whatever in the middle of the highway, and they come so close to it. I've been almost hit by a motorcycle because of this, and it just sucks.
How many times you almost been hit by a car? More than a motorcycle?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. I mean,
thanks for
being
honest.
I understand where you're coming from, I agree. When I like went home last night, and two guys on, I guess what you would describe, Sam's bike as a crotch rocket, went zooming down 35. I live downtown, so they were shooting northbound, and they were going a lot faster than the speed limit. And I totally hear what you're talking about.
Thanks a lot for the call.
But
Melissa.
Here we are trying to discuss what happened to Sam, and it's like, hey, but you guys need to quit jerking around.
But that's okay. I mean, the debate is fine. We can have it's okay. I mean, to me, it's okay if there are people that want to say bicyclists need to follow the rules of the road, because I think that goes to the reason people might not be as inclined to stop if someone looks like they might have been hurt.
Right.
Brian's on the line in Plant City. Hey, Brian.
Hey, how you doing today?
Happy Friday.
Hey, happy Friday to you. Hey, Lisa, I was going to make a couple comments, and I heard kind of the tail end of your last conversation before your break, but I just retired from the military, and my last duty station was in South Korea, and I was telling your guy that over there they have closed caption television all over the place, and if you get in a car accident, for example, you're automatically guilty until you prove yourself innocent. So they have dash cams on their cars.
Yeah.
If you don't have one, you're just kind of straight out of luck. But I'll tell you, it's a culture shock when you first get into a place like that, but it's probably one of the safest places I've ever lived. And, I don't know if America would ever turn to something like that because we love our rights and all that sort
right.
of thing. But,
we do love our rights, but it is interesting.
Yeah, it was. But thanks for the call.
Thanks a lot for calling, Brian. We appreciate it. Have a great weekend. Melissa's on the line from Kansas City. We were talking about troubles that you have with bicyclists or motorcyclists or other drivers of cars. Hi, Melissa.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call.
Thanks for calling.
I there is an interesting, a really sad, issue that happened just on May 5th, I believe in the Columbia area. There's a guy who is active in, I believe, Ultramax sports. Anyway, he, for a lot of the races and things that go on around the metro area and then beyond, he does bike escort. So for people, so like front runners and whatnot, he's basically riding along with the athletes to protect them from traffic and whatnot. Anyway, in Columbia, May 5th, he was helping a crew, pick up cones after a triathlon, and, a car or a vehicle went around a police escort vehicle and hit him. He is still in the hospital. His family has incredible medical bills. And I mean, this wasn't just an act of like negligence or, not paying attention. This person went so far as to go around a police car and he was hit. So, if you can file a police report for what happened last night or anything, there are traffic cameras everywhere. You need to follow through with that, because otherwise people are just going to continue to do this type of thing until they kill someone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it's
thanks, Melissa.
I feel like obviously where I work down the hall, I mean, it's pretty well common knowledge that everybody rides over there.
Sure.
Johnny, yeah. Bob, Moose, everybody rides. And every year, it's always like, hey, heads up, motorcyclists are out there, be on the lookout for the two wheels. You've got four, some of you got six, mm-hmm. Some of your 18 wheelers. Just a heads up, be attention, but pay attention, put your phone down, chill out a little bit. But as sad as it is, I don't know what it's going to take to help curb those situations, because so many people on the road, I've often said this. Well, I've said a few things. One, I can't wait till I get to the point where I no longer have an automobile. I've been driving since I was 15, 16. I'll be 42 in July.
Why do you have one now? Just to get here, mostly?
Pretty much.
It's easier.
Easier. But I'm also at the point where I'm like, I could just go to CarMax and drop it off and be done.
Really?
And to KCATA, Kansas City Area Transit Authority, which is now Ride KC, they have improved their coming and going for Johnson County in terms terms of bus systems. So it's you know, my wife and I have talked about it, like just getting down to a single car family because
just get a horse.
That totally fits. Horse and buggy.
There's a pretty good patch of grass over here on the south side.
Front. Yeah,
right next to Shawnee Mission Park.
There you go. Right.
What could possibly go wrong?
But I do think that there is I don't know what it is, but it's this ego thing that when people get inside of their vehicles, man, it's like the people that argue on the internet or send in disparaging things on the text line. You are not that person if I meet you face to face. Like
right.
if you got a beef with me and I go, hey man, what's going on? You're like, well, I was just having a bad day and this is what happened, and you're like, okay, well, that's cool, just chill out. Okay, fine. But for some reason, man, people get inside of that cage, and all of a sudden they're like, mm-hmm. Oh yeah, I'm Iron Man, look at me, I'm Tony Stark, I'm gonna crush you. And it's like, you probably shouldn't do that.
Let's get a couple more calls on here. Hetty's been hanging on the line in Prairie Village. Hey Hetty.
Hi there.
Hi.
I love your guys' show.
Thank you.
You tackle everything and anything and you're both sides.
Thank you.
I think that there's good drivers and bad drivers in both cars and bicycles and motorcycles. We always seem to see the worst. But my most problem is with bicycles because, number one, they're not as well protected. Well, neither are motorcycles. But when you're on these side streets that are barely wide enough for two cars and you have these bicycles going down and there's three or four of them and they stretch out across your whole lane and you can't get by, and they have the right-of-way, I've been told. And so you're stuck behind them and can't get anywhere. And then they don't stop at stop. Well, not all of them, but they don't stop at stop signs. And I have had them cut in front of me to go across the street. And it's scary. I love driving, but anymore, it's scary. I mean, you have to watch everything.
Well, you should be watching everything when you drive.
To have to watch everything.
But I want to watch Netflix when I'm driving, okay?
You know, like, I don't know about you, but If I drive through several residential neighborhoods to get here. I take a good stretch of Knoll to get to work, and it's a lot of residential neighborhoods. It's one of those things where I think the speed limit's for whatever the speed, 35, 40. Kids scare me, mm-hmm. like little kids running out. Mm-hmm. And so I'm aware of animals that may run across the road. I'm aware of little kids that maybe are getting into the car to go away with, but then run off into the street, you know? And so I go more slowly than the speed limit because you have to be aware of everything that's around you.
Prairie Village is also one of those automotive suburbias that were born. So there is.
Welcome to Kansas City, buddy.
I'm saying there's not that, the roads are not that narrow in the suburbs to where you're not, we have more land. I mean, it's spread out like crazy. Yeah. So to say like there's three of them in front of me and I just can't get around them. Give them a little, you know, like, hey, like, work with me here, folks, sort of thing. But I mean, you're in Prairie Village. I can't imagine that there is some. I can't imagine you're pinned down and you have nowhere to go and you're trapped in your automobile behind bicyclists in PVs. I'm sorry. I just, you know.
Yeah.
And then in regards to like, I've seen them roll through stop signs. There are certain cities that allow for that so long as there's no oncoming traffic. That's sort of like, you know.
Aaron's in Kingsville. Hey, Aaron.
Hey, guys. So I drive a lot. I'm a service guy, and I drive anywhere from, you know, Topeka to Columbia, way south, way north. And so I'm all over the place. I always call when I see an accident, call whatever police department it is, or State Highway Patrol. Do the right thing. If you see something happen, call the cops, even if you think it's nothing bad. You know, really, but if you see somebody broke down on the side of the road, call the cops.
Right.
It doesn't hurt anything. They're more than happy to come do a welfare check. Now, back to the motorcycles and the bicyclists. Roads, paved roads, were designed for cycles. They weren't designed for cars. And a lot of people don't believe that, but that's the truth. And, you know, give cyclists a little bit of room. The reason they gang up in a pack is so that you'll see them. The human mind is not trained to look for cyclists. So something people need to train or start doing with their kids when they're out driving around. Hey, find 10 bicyclists or motorcycles. Point them out to me in an I Spy game. And then that'll train kids' brains to go, hey, look, there's a motorcyclist. When you're trained to drive a car, you're trained to look for cars, large objects coming at you.
Right.
You know, the a self-propelled missile. Motorcycles don't pop up on your brain that way.
Yeah. Thanks a lot for the call, Aaron. I don't know about brain science, but you should be trained to be looking for everything, mm-hmm. you know, and just to be aware of everything that's around you, regardless of whether it's on a two wheels or four.
Well, I mean, he's not wrong in the sense of like our eyes only naturally collect about 10% of what they see. Our brain makes up the rest from memory.
Mm-hmm.
You were in school more recently than I was, so I'll believe you.
Brain on sand.
Yeah.
Last year.
Say what?
I think I learned that in a college class like last year, psychology or something.
So our little PSA portion here is just, especially again, now it's getting warm. You know, now it was in, did we hit 90 yesterday or we might today?
We did. We hit 90, 91, just I think.
People, is it National Bike to Work Day, you said?
It was today, yeah.
So just be careful. Like, don't be a jerk. Just, you know, make sure you're just watching out for the motorcycles and everything. So,
yeah, here's the thing too. There's a lot of other bigger cities with higher density and there's a lot more concern about cars and bikes and people walking and things like that. So, I mean, I know that we are very spread out as a city, Kansas City, and sometimes you don't think that like, oh, people actually walk around here or ride their bike or whatever.
Right.
And I know that there's been a lot of talk, especially in on the Missouri side of Kansas City, because of the fact that like for the longest time we had a horrible rating for bicyclists and all that, to kind of improve the layout and how you can ride a bike through this town. But whether it's a bicycle, whether it's a motorcycle, just respect the fact that there are things on the road that only have two wheels and no protective cage.
Yes.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.